Hey, what's going on, family? Did you know Lando Calrissian has his own feed now popping? So make sure you go to Lando Calrissian on anything that you subscribe to: iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, RSS Radio, any one of those different apps, or any other app you get your podcast at. To put it on, I mean not Strilocash, Lando Calrissian feed, and that feed will be set up for you if you can listen to all the dope content over there, not just the Lando Calrissian Experience. We also have some review shows with Jules and James, as well as the Game of Thrones show. So go over there, check those out soon. Lando Calrissian is not going to be on the Straight Outta Locast feed as much, and check it out over there because everything's going to kind of move over there. It's going to have its own world, its own planet, and we appreciate the love. Peace.
Welcome, another edition of the Lando Calrissian Experience. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
What's up?
Man. Got the new equipment popping.
Yeah.
Everything's all good. Jules, what's been going on?
Been chilling, man. Just trying to stay busy, man, doing my thing. Got some new art coming up soon.
Okay.
So I'll keep y'all posted on that.
Getting the website almost finished, too.
Yeah. James, what's been going on?
Oh, man, same shit, different day, man. Got some more projects in the works right now. I'm not going to say anything until all of them are done. Got some other works going on, but like I said, man, just making beats, working, trying to do me, man, trying to get everything done with you guys.
All right. Teddy's got stuff he's doing on working with the wedding stuff, so he will not be in this week, but he did say fuck DC. He just wanted to put that out there in the ethers.
Can we all just get along?
Shout out to everybody that's been joining the new Lando Calrissian fan page. Make sure you go to Lando Cal Experience fan page, jump on there. We'll be having a battle of the weeks on there, all that good stuff, and way more interactive for just Lando Cal and nerd stuff, as well as the Twitter page, Lando Cal Pod on Twitter. Next week, the Lando Cal will be having his own feed through iTunes. So next week, subscribe on iTunes and subscribe directly just for Lando Cal, different stuff, nerd stuff. We'll be having reviews on there. We'll be having all kind of, different content that's going on over there, as well as the website coming soon, too. So
we popping
pretty good. So let's go and jump into the emails. So, there we go.
Man down.
Microphone check, 1, 2.
Yeah.
Man down. All right, we got emails, fellas. Folks was pretty hot and bothered, I would say.
He's a hot and bothered
from the last episode. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Cats had some eatings. Cats got some issues, man, with everybody, on all sides.
We're just going to have those issues then. We're just going to have them. Going to say that right now.
ain't nothing wrong with it. While I'm putting up the emails, anybody seen any movies lately?
I've been checking out more shows than anything, man. Like,
what you been watching on TV?
I've been checking out more dope anime. Checking out this new one called Ajin. It's a new Netflix one. It's pretty dope.
Mm. Is this exclusive for Netflix?
It may be like one of those Netflix exclusive.
What's the name?
Ones.
Spell it.
Ajin.
I'm looking.
Yeah, up. Man. It's about like pretty much people that become like what's called demi-humans and mortals. It's straight can and like they get feared like how people fear mutants and X-Men.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's dope. Like, it's straight dope. Like, so I saw the first episode so far. I'm pretty intrigued, and that's been having me hooked. Just in other stuff, I've been trying to watch just some other comedy stuff, stuff I never checked out before. Like, shout out to Where's My 40 Acres for putting me on to Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. That's actually pretty funny. So
is that the one with the black gay guy on there?
Yeah,
okay,
it's pretty funny.
I see. It look corny to me from when I saw it on Netflix. I just like,
I thought so too, man.
Oh,
it's
pretty good.
It's
okay,
pretty
I'm gonna have to check it out because I was like, oh no, it just looked corny. You know
it did. It did. I'm not even gonna lie, but I got to support the hometown because old girl, you know, the main character is from here. So,
oh really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, you know what? Okay, so I did see her on KSDK or something, or even
Show Me Singles.
Something.
Like that, yeah.
It was something I seen her on. Yeah. So she, yeah.
Yeah. She went to. I think she's from Ladue. I think.
Once. Oh, wow. Okay. Good money, yeah. Man. Representing, man.
Yeah. No. You know. I think she was like one of John Hamm's students at one point. Like Duke, Madman John Hamm.
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, he was a teacher here.
Oh wow! So she went to John Burroughs then, because that's where he was.
Got a lot of talent from out here, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like St. John. John Hamm taught the same dude who actually writes for House of Cards.
Wow.
Really?
Yes. Homeboy that stars in Grimm, he's from out here.
Yeah, yeah. I went to high
school with you.
I went to high school. Yeah, I know him personally. Yeah. I'm trying to get him on the show, man.
That's what
I'm working on. I'm trying to get him on, maybe, man.
Yeah,
just do a little interview and, you know, talk to us about some stuff.
Yeah, so that's why I've been checking out. And real quick, and since the purple one died, man. Shout out to Prince, man. I know y'all got y'all show, but I got to do it out. Shout out to Prince, man.
For my man, man.
Dude, and plus I straight had to listen to the 1989 Batman soundtrack, dog. Just cause.
Yes.
Just cause.
And that's a powerful mind right there. Musically, man, that kid.
You ain't never gonna get another one of him, dog. Ever. Nah. Ever.
Yeah, that's
all right. Man, let's jump this email, piece, these emails. So first email's from our man Michael Henderson. I love this show, guys. Keep it up. I just had a few comments on the Superman versus Batman movie.
I'm ready for it.
I totally agree 1,000% with Teddy and Daryl. Reason that the movie was not good, one, it was Spider-Man versus Batman, or was it a Justice League movie? Two, was it a movie made for everybody or the fanboys? Three, there was too many storylines. It was just too much going on. It should have been three movies instead of one. Four, Lex Luthor was ridiculous. I felt like he was more like a mad tech genius more than a supervillain. Five, Doomsday was too much, and the plot of him being created by Lex Luthor was short of amount of time by himself. Ridiculous. Six, the visions of the movie do not match the storyline. Seven, also way too long. I love the movie. I love a long movie if it's good, but the movie went from scene to scene, and a lot of it was incoherent, and much more I can't think of anymore right now. But the argument about the movie is that the movie, you can't compare it to the other movies or Marvel. Who was the movie made for, or what was their budget? It was just a bad movie. Plus, James loved anything. I can't trust his opinion. Damn. James.
You done with the email?
No. P.S. This is a long email.
I can't respond. Wait to respond to his email.
P.S. I am a fanboy. I recognize a lot of comics in it. The Death of Superman, the Injustice series, The Dark Knight Rises. The problem is they put too much of these comics in this movie. I understand it, but my friends didn't. Also, did y'all get the two Darkseid references in the movie when Bruce Wayne sees the Flash in a vision? The Flash says, man, I went back too far, right to fear him, not meaning Darkseid, not Superman. The other time, Batman finds Kryptonite, and then he's ambushed by a show Omega symbol in the dirt. Darkseid is using Spider-Man as a pawn. Superman. Sorry.
Is that a miss? Did he write that in the email?
Yeah, this is all.
I don't trust your whole email, dog, because you got your whole email way.
So we're going to void that
email. We're going to void that email.
He said Spider-Man. I said Spider-Man.
Oh, you said Spider-Man.
Okay.
I was about to throw him under the bus.
I'm going to say, dude, we're going to void his whole email.
No, that was me on accident.
Oh, man.
I was like, yo, what this kid is. It's literally just pop. Like, it's not, you know what I'm saying?
Real talk, though. You know, definitely appreciate the feedback, man. Just the one thing I'm gonna say, I can tell he's a fanboy Marvel all day. You can tell he just want to see Deadpool straight up. You know, if the movie's too long, it has to have length to have story in it. And you really think about it, you sit back, I think we're expecting too much from Batman Superman, man. I think everybody was looking for something to happen quick, get it over with, bam. But this is part of the origins, man, of what's going to be created.
And plus, I'm pretty sure a lot of people miss a lot of it's a lot of stuff that he said. I can go ahead and name like a couple stuff I know he missed if you're talking about Darkseid and everything like this, but like you totally forgot about the whole painting of the demons in the sky, him turning everything upside down. Boom. So you forgot that. Also, you probably missed the reference to magic.
Don't do that, man.
Oh, no. So, no, he got to do it. No, he tried to play me.
No, he tried to play me.
You don't gotta like, I don't care if you don't like my opinion about the movie, like honestly. Like I said, no one's gonna change my opinion about this movie. So if you don't like it, okay, I don't care. It don't faze me none. But I will say this, you probably also didn't catch the Kryptonian weakness to magic, probably at the end. I'm pretty sure you didn't catch it because a lot of people didn't until I mentioned it.
Yeah.
So, which is Wonder Woman cutting off Doomsday hand, which made him grow that bone. So, yes, that's Kryptonian weakness to magic. Boom, right there. Also, Lex Luthor Jr. can work because Reed Superman Red Sun. Let's say read all action comics, all amazing DC comics. That tells you about Gotham and Metropolis being next door to each other. I could go on and on and on. Like, it's a lot of references, man. And to me, it makes sense. But like I said, if you don't like it, hey, that's your opinion, my brother. Like, I can't even knock that about that. But, hey, if you don't want to trust my opinion about it, so be it. Don't care. Just being honest. But, like I said, 1,000 other people, man, rocking with it. But I do appreciate your email regardless, man. But, hey, your feelings, it's your feelings, my brother. It is what it is. All right.
Real quick, though.
I'm back. So, bust it, man.
No. It's this one. This will work.
We having some technical stuff going on, people.
So he basically kind of shit on you a little bit there, James.
He went in, but you see, the one thing he gotta understand though is that you can't discredit James and say his word is not good. You can't trust his word. That man's the Oracle, dog. He's an Oracle on the show for a reason. You gotta
give him the respect.
Right. So if you don't trust my opinion, you just don't trust my opinion. That's you. It is what it is.
All right. Next email. Next email is coming from Tom Wilson. He says, "What's going on, fellas? Love the show. Everything you all are doing. Wanted to see if you all had whoever think about doing a Q&A session where we just send in different questions to you all and have you discuss them on the show."
Yeah, I'm with it.
Yeah, I'm with that too.
I'm totally with it.
I'm sure Jules is with it too.
Nah,
he ain't my fault. Yeah, he wants to know. I mean, if we don't have a question like a Q&A where you know the people can send in questions and we just
awesome. Yeah.
Like have a questions episode. Best.
I'm sit down for like for real. Q&A. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm with it. So whatever topics y'all want to send in, email us. Please email us and just let us know. Like, and then especially when we get the website, because the website is close to completion. So once we get that website up and going, you'll be able to probably put a Q&A spot on there as well. So definitely, there's a pretty high chance we're going to start doing that. So we definitely do appreciate that, my brother.
All right. Next email is coming from Abby. She says, "Hey, what's going on, fellas? Somebody smoking heavy reefer on this show, the last episode that I listened to. I don't know why Teddy and Daryl were going so hard on Batman Superman. I love the movie."
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Abby, very much. Peace.
Oh, we love the feedback. It helps us understand the show, man, better. And definitely, you know, so send it on in.
This is from Chi Yang. Yep. He's actually, I'm assuming he's an Asian brother. I'm not sure what Chi Yang is.
I'm going to say it like we in the movies.
Let us know. Chi Yang. Email us and let us know what your ethnicity is. That'd be kind of dope if you let us know.
That's a dope name. Yeah, awesome name.
It really is.
What's going on, fellas? My English is not the best, but I would like to talk to you about the show. Yeah, no, it's all good, Chi Yang. We appreciate you listening. What are you all thoughts about the future of the Justice League series going forward?
Well, my thoughts about the Justice League series is, since I saw a great deal of foreshadowing in Batman vs. Superman, and I can already see how it can work. As long as they use some more of the same writers, I would say, that's more on the TV show, so I kind of utilize them a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's probably will pop a lot. It'll pop. Like, I can see it popping, like, really good. It's just like I said, you know, like I said, with Batman vs. Superman, the movie, to me, it's not 100% perfect, but it's still an awesome movie to me. But it's not perfect. It got its problems. It still needs to work. Right. So, I will say, if probably take some of the writers from like the DC shows and put them in there, and I think probably it'll help it out a little bit more.
All right. Next email is from Kevin E. He says, "Yo, Daryl's rant last week had the most epic thug nerd rant ever in history on podcasts.
Nerd thug rant.
In podcast history.
It's awesome.
You can understand the emotion and feeling behind him. He actually made me not like Batman Superman even more, but the way he broke down everything. It's funny as hell. I love y'all, fellas. Keep doing what y'all do. Peace."
Hey, love the email, man. Appreciate that, brother. Yeah.
Last email is from Alice K. She says, What are you all thinking about doing with the website moving forward? Like that you all with the new logo. You guys are really kicking ass right now. I appreciate you. Peace."
Yeah, appreciate that. Thank you.
Website's going to be dope, man. We're going to have a lot of different content. Because, I mean, shit, you got the anime. So that's a whole other lane. We don't even... Shit, right. I don't know nothing about no anime, man. Mm-hmm.
Bro, watch anime, dude. Straight... And it's some... excellent anime out there, and like I said, even if you guys got some suggestions that you want to throw my way to watch so I can review, please do.
See, I come from an era where it was called manga or whatever that was. It wasn't even called anime like that. It was like,
and it used to come on late at night too, though. Yeah. Like you had to catch it late night on the weekends on some, and you didn't even know what you was watching. It's throwing random stuff on there.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know. All right, let's go and jump in our topics, fellas. I might as well go into what I saw. I mean, I saw at Barbershop 3, man. It was pretty damn good, man.
Yeah.
It was pretty damn good, man.
Oh, I'm about to check that out.
It was the best one.
Me being a barber, I would have seen it already.
Yeah. Right.
Look, straight up, man. It's got like a 93% or something like on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
That's dope.
Right. That's crazy, though, dog.
That's like, dope. Good. Shout out to Ice Cube, man. Yeah, for real.
I mean, they just went up against the gauntlet these last 2 weeks with that Jungle Book joint, man. I heard it's good, though, man. I was thinking about trying to take my daughter. I was like, she ain't going to sit in this, man.
Listen,
to
again. Solo Dolo.
Yeah.
Zootopia. I heard that was excellent.
I heard that was good, too. Yeah, the thing is, though, if it ain't no music in there, she ain't messing with it.
Basically, like, I heard it's the blackest Disney movie ever, dog.
Word.
Yes. I was like, yeah.
So we can just go. We don't got to bring kids.
It's because, like I said, of course, it's for kids, but let's say, apparently the reference is, you'll catch it like, it'll captivate people that's been more in like the black and Latino community, more like, oh, I see what you did there. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff that probably like 80s references. Like apparently that even kind of touched on the drug epidemic back in the 80s, stuff in a sense. So in a sense.
And Zootopia?
Apparently, that's what my partner told me.
Wow.
So that's what I'm like, I'm about to check it out. So I'm going to have to really go and see what's talking about it. So, yep.
I actually appreciate that a lot. Damn. Okay. All right. Let's go and jump in our topics, fellas. First up, do you want to do Battle of the Week, or you want to wait to the end? Because we want to start Battle of the Week back up. Do you want to wait to the end?
Because I believe we did Deathstroke versus Taskmaster, that's the last one.
Yeah, so I just went to the show.
All
right. First up in our topics. My phone is acting slow. So I'm gonna pull it up. All right. Okay, here we go.
Get rid of that Android.
Thundercats movie. Supposed to be maybe happening. Rumored. Your boy is supposed to play Lionel, maybe.
Hugh Jackman.
No, you're talking about Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
I can see Hugh as Tigra.
Yeah. Panther being Michael Jackson White?
They said that?
Bruh.
Yes. Oh, that would be killer.
Panther, Michael Jackson White.
So is this going to be CGI'd up, you think? It's got to be, right?
It would have to be, but you would have to give it to somebody who knows how to do
Avatar or kind of like even Warcraft, like how they got Warcraft.
Warcraft looks good. I'm sold on Warcraft. But at the same time, I think they need to really go... Yeah, it's a tricky one, man.
That's going to be a tricky movie to do. I think it's going to be real tricky to do that movie.
Now, they could do the makeup. You know they could do the makeup. Yeah. What was something that they did recently with some good makeup on there? See, CGI can't be so too much. You can't overdo that.
Right.
It has to feel realistic.
No, I feel you.
Yo, who's going to be Jaga? Man,
who they was going to have Andy Serkis as, man?
I don't even know.
Shit, kind of Andy Serkis.
So this is what people are rumoring the cast to be: Chris Hemsworth as Lionel, Mila Jovovich as Chitara.
That'd be dope. That'd be dope.
These are just rumors.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel as Monkeyan.
That's funny.
Sir Ian McKellen as Mumra.
That's
interesting.
Hugh Jackman is Tigra.
Is this fan based stuff or this is actual
rumor? This is rumor. Yeah, Hugh Jackman is Tigra. Andy Serkis is Slythe.
Wow.
That's dope.
That is dope.
Michael Jai White is Panthro.
That'll work, dude. Like, I'm okay with that cast. Like, low key, I'm okay with that cast. I'm actually okay with it.
Yeah. That's not bad.
I'm interested to see who's the directing it. I need to know who's directing it first before I'm really like, yo,
it's so tricky, dog.
Yeah, man.
Because it could end up being Michael Bay or something, man. And you know,
I don't want Michael Bay to do it.
Nah. I'm just saying it'll be somebody like a Michael Bay, and we ain't messing with it then.
Can you imagine seeing a Christopher Nolan version of Thundercats?
Why not, though? Hey. 100, why not?
Why not? You right. Why
right. Not? Hey, listen.
Hey, that's real, though.
That'd be dope. Not? That why would be not? Dope. Like, you didn't think about it. That'd be actually dope.
I mean, I'll tell you, in that time frame, who directed adult time frame cinematography-wise, cinematically, Antoine Fuqua did King Arthur. That, the visuals for that, perfect. For that time frame, swords and all that stuff, that was kind of dope. You put a little futuristic twist to it, you can get that same wood feel, mountainscapes and all that.
Right.
Let that man do that, man, one time, man.
Because
the directing is different than the actual script and screenplay and all that. But, you know what I mean? You get the right people behind that. Then he could visualize it, man. I think that'll be killer.
Right, nah. That actually will be a damn good look.
Lord of the Ring. Not Peter Jackson. He's too much. But, you know, he got his...
I'll say even give Guillermo a try.
I was thinking him, too.
Give Guillermo a try.
Because he's a beast. But then... He's a beast with the costume, what he expects for those costumes and those the makeup artists. Because when you think about it, Hellboy looked it dope. Yeah. And everybody, you know.
And actually that kind of work would work perfectly.
It would work, especially with Junkie and Sloth and Slide or whatever. That would be dope. That's a collective. You have to have the right people, every aspect of it.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta make sure all them are on point for everything, the design. The best costume people, all that.
I think we just need more definitive answers on who is going forward. You know what I mean? Because we've been up in the air for that whole concept for years,
minute,
man.
For a minute, they've been trying to do a live action years. Thundercats.
So, yeah. So, that's what's up. Let's look forward to it, though, man.
Yeah, I'm with it, man.
But real quick, while we even on subjects real quick, and I don't know if this is in the topics, but you mentioned Voltron for Netflix. Judge Dredd. Is that true or false?
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
They said Netflix.
I hope so.
But it said this was been April 4th. This year's was the start. The article. That's why I wonder if it's not true. That's why I didn't put it in the notes.
I know, man.
I was thrown off with that too. But see, now that would be so killer.
Oh, that's the way they need to go.
You don't need the movie. You need that. Yep. You need that miniseries, like just like that.
Because man, you can tell so much with Judge Dredd.
He's got an expansive.
You can tell about the Dark Judges, though, man. It's so much.
It's deep,
like, bro.
Like when you really think about it, you look at the original Judge Dredd movie. As cheesy and colorful it could have been, there was a lot to it.
Yeah,
that was deep, and you can take it there, man.
Yeah,
right, man. I got on Judge Dredd.
The long walk.
Right, and of course, crazy is, man, how I got on Judge Dredd is low key. It was when I was younger, was a snow freak, but I went back and went into when I played the old Super Nintendo game. I was like, oh snap, and then I actually read like the old comic books. They actually dope.
Who was behind that movie?
Stallone, or
behind it as far not even script wise. I'm talking about the director or more what's behind
the studio.
What studio was behind that? Because look. Remember the dudes, the cannibal dudes that they met in the thing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You thinking Thundercats? You're looking at that movie. And that's 20 years old. Think about the way they did some of that makeup on some of those dudes, man. That metal, half-metal, cyborg cat, the robot that woke up and, you know, he had to rip the...
ABC machine and stuff like
It was so dope when you look at it visually. Like, yo, that's what we need with Thundercats.
Yeah, it looks like it's saying it was a production company. It was Hollywood Pictures, Synergy Pictures, and Edward R. Pressman Field.
Mm. It would be dope.
Yeah. So, yeah, man.
Because not to go back on Thundercats, but I want somebody behind Thundercats that's going to make it feel real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or if not, I'll keep my animated.
Yeah. You know? All right. Next up, Spider-Man Homecoming is announced. Michael Keaton to play the villain and a cameo from Robert Downey Jr.
Mm. I think they're going to put more than just a cameo from Robert in there. Yeah. I think what they're going to realize is doing Civil War like the way they're doing it. Matter of fact, just call it Avengers 3. they're going to start implementing more characters on a lot of these sort of standalone films. They have to. The demand's going to be large. You're giving me all this in Civil War, then you're going to tell me Spider-Man's just going to have Robert Downey?
Nah.
So who do y'all think Michael Keaton should play as the villain, maybe?
As the villain, see.
What he's saying, I forgot the guy, man.
It can't be Kraven the Hunter, easily.
No, well, I was thinking about Kraven. Why would Kraven be a good one?
He won't have to. You need someone that's way more physically fit to be Kraven the Hunter.
What about the doctor dude, the dude that made all the robots? I forgot his name.
Doc Ock?
No, the woman that made all the robots.
Alice Spire?
Yep.
Oh, man, how do you...
Because, I mean, you could put the spider slam machine. Well, you could. Well,
that's it. I think
that would be dope.
I think it'd be Smite.
You know, it could be, but they could put, like, him being the older, like, Smite's father. Mm. And it would be, like, Smite's father, and then have, like, the youngest Smite be someone else. And then that's how you put the spider slam machines in it. See, yeah, that would be dope.
Mm.
Who else? I'm trying to think. Nah, listen, not Mysterio. Couldn't be Chameleon.
Because they already did Chameleon. You're not going to redo Goblin again.
Goblin.
They told me trying to be funny twice. As a Vulture. They said they're trying to be funny as a Vulture.
Vulture might be it. Think about it.
But he's to me, do you want Vulture for a whole movie, though? As a villain?
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You can't do that.
There's going to be more to that movie. It can't be just that. Even when you got Spider-Man Cheesy 3, you had so much going on. It was too much, though.
He could be Silvermane. Like he could be a Silvermane, the crime by a Silvermane. He could be a few people, dude.
Yeah, he could be a lot of people.
I'll tell you this. Ain't nothing going to be better than Doc Ock, Spider-Man 2.
I mean,
that's a classic, dude.
I like that first Spider-Man on the reboot.
I love that one. No, I'm just saying, as far as villains, though, man.
Oh, yeah. He was a great villain.
He was a great villain, dog.
He personified Doc Ock.
I mean, the foe was dope, too, or whatever, isn't it? But,
yeah.
He was just dope. He made that movie. You know?
All right, next up, Emily Clarke leaves the Terminator franchise.
It's whack. Sell out, man. What up, man? Nah, I ain't mad at her.
I ain't mad at her. She need to get off that sinking shit, man.
I think, you know, I'm a little disappointed that the franchise just lost her because, honestly, she was kind of a fresh face to it.
Yeah.
You know, you keeping Arnold in there, and that relationship between her and Arnold was kind of dope. Yeah. You know, as but much as I felt bad, like they should have never... went different from Salvation.
Nope.
It should have stayed going that route. You can still implement everybody, but it should have stayed in that same format, man. Because to reboot
and then they made John Connor a robot, like
That was the whack stuff.
So they basically, you changed the whole timeline that we grew up on, and we was
they pulled
the
Bryan Singer.
Yep, they did a Bryan Singer.
Pass or
they did a sticky paper.
Yeah, it's the sticky look. I'll say it.
Because there's no point. Because since John Connor was always the main character, or always supposed to be the main person,
and then now he's the
there's no point.
You know what? They can't go back on rebooting it. They homeboy that was what's his name?
Reese.
Mm-hmm. Let's keep it 100. All he just remind me of is the Salvation cat.
That's all he
Why did he switch? They should have never did the reboot, man. They didn't need it. No. Salvation was dope. It was.
It was better than people.
It was better than, it was definitely, it was worth it. It was worth September, October release. Or whatever. You know what I mean?
Even March, February. I think it was an October release. Yeah. I think it was October.
It was definitely worth it. It's kind of whack too, though. But I know she got a lot on her plate.
Yeah, with the Game of Thrones and
all
that.
Game of Thrones, but then at the same time, how long is she going to do that for?
They got like 3 more seasons.
Having a film franchise is kind of dope.
Yeah,
man.
But that last movie barely made money.
They're gonna have to start. Yeah, they're gonna have to start signing cash for 3 movies flat out.
I think. Oh yeah, and well, yeah.
You can't do a reboot to something and then expect and just then, one.
Actually, that actually damn near hurts the any a sequel to me because now you're gonna have to recast another Sarah Connor or whatever.
You're gonna have to play like
that's gonna
she
be the
died.
Third one.
Oh, that's gonna be crazy.
Sure is,
but it could be all based around Arnold, and Arnold could get a glitch where he's just bad Arnold again, and he it's over. My dreams are over of seeing another.
All right, next up, Idris Elba to star in black political series called Guerrilla. It's basically gonna be set. It's like a 1970s black power thing, but it's gonna be based in England.
I'm with it.
So yeah, it's supposed to be pretty dope.
That's dope.
Him and John Ridley is the director. It's supposed to be it's gonna be like a little mini series kind of thing, like Luther. You know, Luther's
six seven.
Yeah, that's how this is gonna be. It's supposed to be pretty dope. Yeah,
I'm 100% with it.
Yeah.
What happened with that movie that he had the trailer out? Everybody's like, forget 007.
Oh, but still there.
I think it came out in July.
Oh, okay. So it still didn't come out yet.
Yeah, I don't think it's come out yet.
Yeah, I'm totally with Bastille Day, man, for real.
Next up, Bill and Ted 3 is a go.
I'm good.
I don't know how.
I was a Bill and Ted dude, though. I ain't gonna front.
You was?
I love Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted was cool. Bill and Ted was
like 4 when that came out.
No.
You was 1.
I know I was. I was in 4th grade.
Nah, I remember when it came out. I just don't... Keanu don't be hitting me with enough Wick. John Wick, though, I can't lie. He brought me back with that.
What he said, but they said his John Wick would be stupid crazy good.
Yeah, but see, the thing is he doesn't hit me with enough to go back to something silly. Like, you fell off, man. I ain't gonna lie. I'll tell you this.
I think it's got lane to be able to pop, though.
Huh?
I think it's got a lane to be able to pop.
It might.
As a stoner flick.
I think we, look.
A stoner flick. That's going to be probably like your cast.
Cass and Denver going to enjoy that movie. They're going to be out there wilding.
I mean, that first Bill and Ted was so dope, man.
It was. I'm not knocking it. I just think to revisit that is like trying to do Tron, even though Tron did good.
Right.
That's a 30-year gap, man. That's too much, man.
That is.
Is it 30 years for Bill and Ted?
Because Bogus Journey came out
to do a Bill and Ted?
Is it 30 years for Bill and Ted, though?
Nah, not 30 years. Cause
maybe like 25 or something.
Probably 25, 26. So it's maybe probably the last movie came out.
91, I think.
Yeah,
Bill and Ted. Yeah, right. You're right.
Yeah, like 91.
Yeah, you know what? Let's do it. I mean, you're going to do that. Give me another speed then, man.
Yeah.
Keep 100.
Yeah, and he was that Speed 2 Cruise Control. Did you ever see that?
I thought it was alright, though.
Oh, no, I think that shit was horrible.
Come on, Defoe was up in there, though. He was a bad guy up in there with the leeches on the man. It just sucked. But I'm looking at it like in an action flick Sunday morning.
They should have kept that, man. They shouldn't even came out with that.
They should have never did that.
They trying to make Sandra Bullock an action star. Come on, son.
They was pushing.
They was pushing.
Speed. Demolition Man, you name it, whatever she was on.
Remember the movie, at that time they was doing a whole bunch of those kind of like crisis movies. Like Blown Away, remember Blown Away, all that came out at the same time. All right, next up, Chris Evans says, no, let's, I'm also going to wait for that. Men in Black and 21 Jump Street crossover is going to happen.
Mm. Wow. I'm good.
That is the real thing though. Now, I don't know how much involved, you know, Tommy Lee or Will Smith is going to be with it. So,
I'm just saying. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Men in Black and I do like 21 Jump Street, but together, what do you think? I mean, honestly,
I don't know, man. I really don't know what to think about it.
I don't know. I mean, that's not like. I mean, it could either be a hit or a flop. I don't think there's no.
I mean, I guess, that's what I'm saying. No, that's probably how the studio looking at it. Like, we just gonna go for broke.
You gonna have to, because
Sony just like, fuck it. We gonna do whatever we can to just, let's just see. It sounds crazy, but maybe it'll pop.
Right, they was like,
because them 21 Jump Streets were good.
Man. Oh no, they were dope. Like they were funny, super
man.
Dope.
They were super funny.
They were super.
I thought
dope.
They were gonna be whack, but they were funny, man. Like I really liked
them. Like they were really really good.
Yeah, I really liked them.
How are they gonna work in with Men in Black with? That's like jumping the shark though, in a sense though. If you think about it, like and then Men in Black.
My thing is though, they're not even guaranteed Will Smith and Tommy Lee gonna sign off for this.
But even if they don't sign up, just having the Men in Black universe involved, though, that sounds like a jumping the shark moment.
Yeah, it does.
It's just like it don't make sense.
That 21 Jump Street is
that's stupid. I don't care what they say. That's stupid.
that's just nah.
All Men in Black didn't hold weight though.
No,
it's like man. Yeah, you're gonna.
Yeah,
to
welcome back. Welcome back. We had a little technical difficulty for a second, but we back in effect. So next up, Underworld 5. So, I mean, it's whack to me the whole concept. But you like the Underworlds though, right?
I like it. I like the joints. I think it's just a good little action flick, man. A little interesting. It's not. The last one was good to me. I thought it was good.
See,
it was just straightforward.
The liking was a straight one.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the original. For me, the original was the best. The way the werewolves,
right. It was cool, man. Like I got all the way to Rise of the Lycans, man, and I tend to stop right there. It was.
I ain't seen four.
I never seen four. Like, I even know there was. I totally forgot there was a four. To be honest, with you.
Yeah, because Michael Ealy's in there.
Yeah. As who?
Is like her friend or something like that. He's like a cop or something.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. He didn't escape the following and went on there. Okay.
Yeah. Which I heard he's gangster on the following.
Bruh.
That's what Teddy was telling me.
Oh, dude, he's like the best villain on the following.
Okay, that's what Teddy was
like,
telling me.
He was like the final boss of the whole series and shit, dog.
Oh, wow. Like, is the series over?
Yeah, it's pretty much over with. Okay. Unfortunately, but man, it was so sick.
All right, next up, William Dafoe cast in Justice League movie. As an unnamed character. They said he's supposed to be a good person, though.
I saw someone put like a picture of online as him being Harvey Bullock.
Ooh. Mm.
Him being Harvey Bullock along with J.K. Simmons being Detective Gordon.
Okay.
That actually would work.
Yeah.
That actually would work. Cause especially if he played like a similar character like he was in like Boondock Saints. Yeah. Like, yeah, that could work, dude.
You know we ain't getting no funny money with none of them on this. No funny money.
funny money.
Dead serious, so.
I know, maybe I'm just saying probably more of the serious aspect of that character. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, because Bullock did have he had a lot of sarcasm, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, just, I'm going based off of Joaquin the Gotham and off the Batman TAS. So,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, nah, if he was Harvey Bullock, that could work.
Yeah.
I could say that could work, but I don't know. But what do y'all think?
I have no idea. I think it's a good move. It's a good
wing game, man.
Yeah, it's a good move for DC to do that. Bring William Dafoe in there.
He's a classic dude.
Take two.
Like speed. We, you know, mentioned in Speed. That kid was a speed too, yeah. Man.
This is all about speed. Tell me damn speed references in this episode.
It's all about speed. That's going to be negative.
Yeah. Next up, Batman standalone movie confirmed. So okay. Who do y'all think should be the villain?
Who, the villain?
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's a different slam, man. Yeah.
Let's see. We have to use someone we haven't used, though.
Maybe. I mean, I think honestly, I think they need to go back to the Penguin.
You think so?
Yeah.
That could.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah.
In the way that they did.
I think that Danny DeVito Penguin was good. I like that. Yeah.
For a Penguin now? Would you get what's my man that played in Spawn as the clown dude? Oh, I forget.
John Leguizamo.
Leguizamo?
No.
Why not?
No.
That was a totally different kind of.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
It's Batman role gallery. You have to think about his entire.
His role gallery is dope.
It's huge, man. So, it's a lot of people that can use.
You know somebody a group that would be kind of dope if they flipped it right?
Flesh Gang.
Is the Royal Flush family or whatever?
Yeah, the Royal Flush gang. Mm-hmm. Yep, that would be dope.
If they set it up right, where it didn't look. I mean, I don't want to be cards, and that's kind of corny for live action. But if they played it right, where like, I don't know,
like a family thing. Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That'd be dope. You can do.
Or do you, I mean, I kind of messed up.
Well, they could, in a sense, kind of see how they could work Quarter Owls in there, like on like a backstory within a 20-year gap,
like Azrael or something like that.
Yeah, they could. Well, they could do night. Well, don't throw a Nightfall in there. That means you have to throw Bane back in the mix.
So yeah,
but it could be done because we already established that Affleck's been Batman for 20 years, so you can go in the flashback and do a whole
everything.
You can go into everything.
I wonder if y'all think this is gonna be. You think this is gonna be. Like a prequel kind of before Superman started, y'all think it's gonna be current stuff?
It's gonna be current.
So it's gonna be what happened already?
They can throw in.
Okay, so this is the whole thing.
Deathstroke. That's what you need. That's what you need. Deathstroke. It's not about it.
Or do you put Deathstroke out and keep him out for like a whole bunch of. For a bigger like DC stuff, like DC villain, like an overall villain, like a secondary big villain for like Justice League though. Do you keep Deathstroke?
But Deathstroke don't need to be secondary though. Because Deathstroke, the character Deathstroke for real.
Yeah, he's gangster.
Deathstroke is one of the very few people that can straight hang with Batman. Like,
that's a good idea though. Deathstroke.
Like, you know, Deathstroke, for real. Like Slade Wilson, man. Like, because that type of Batman can give, that kind of Deathstroke can give that kind of Batman trouble. Because Deathstroke is mean, dude.
Can we get what's the name back in it?
Who?
Homeboy from Arrow, man.
Oh yeah, that could work.
That would be dope.
Because the thing about it, Deathstroke is an older guy.
Yeah.
So you don't think in this movie that being this a Batman standalone film? I'm not saying Marvel.
Affleck's directing it too.
I'm hyped for that. I've seen that too.
I can get with that. I can definitely get with Affleck directing.
But I think they got to touch up on some other stuff in that movie aside Batman. Because if it's going to be part of the whole collective universe, you got to do it. You got to implement a couple people.
Yeah.
Maybe one. Give me Flash or somebody.
Well, they supposed to be, they saying that Flash is supposed to be maybe a team up movie, Cyborg now too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard about that.
That's supposed to be, you know, it's kind of like more of a buddy cop kind of.
With the minorities kinda, on the team up film. That's
right, ain't that true? Yeah. He said it, he said, oh, they would do that,
you know,
right?
Come on, man. It's just, but you know, like real talk, implement somebody with Batman or something. You can even throw in Wonder Woman if that's the case. You know, it could be a lot of doors open for that whole concept.
And then, I mean, then they said that they're going to Justice League 1 is supposed to be actually be a fight for Atlantis, actually.
Ooh.
They could battle in Aquaman.
That'd be dope.
That'd be dope.
And holding off Darkseid.
You know what? They're probably taking cue from Throne of Atlantis, though.
Yeah.
That's
they
gotta bring
them together. So
that's
but no, dope. But I think they're fighting. They're supposed to be fighting the Atlanteans.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're taking the cue from that. That'd be sick.
I'm going to sign up.
Because even animated Justice League at one point.
Then you keep leave Darkseid for two,
yeah.
For Justice League 2.
Because really, Aquaman, like, really just going to Aquaman find Atlantis. The Justice League has had trouble with Atlantis, period.
Yeah,
in the past. Like, they really have.
Yeah.
Like I said, we just, like, named right there, like, Flashpoint Paradox proved that just Atlantis versus Themyscira caused World War III.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you can see.
Yeah.
So, it's holy. It's possible. So I'm with it, like me personally.
All right. Next up, Michael B. Jordan being eyed for Blade reboot.
Just give me a couple more Creeds.
He's going down. No, they doing Creed 2.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Creed 2 is a go.
I don't want to.
Ryan Coogler's not directing it though. That's the only thing.
Who they gonna listen to?
Yeah, they don't know yet. Cause he's working on Black Panther.
Well, that's true too. And that's not slated to come out
next
2 years.
Next year.
That's next year. No.
Should be 2017, I thought.
Well, maybe, yeah. The end. Because yeah. Spidey got the summer on Smash.
Oh, no, it is to. Is it February 2018?
18.
It's got to be February. Because it comes out in Black History Month.
That's why.
So I think it's 2018.
Oh, that's so typical. Come on,
yeah.
Man. Really?
Yeah. I think it's February 2018.
Oh, they didn't need to do that. That's dumb.
Let me make sure.
Just like, yo, let me tell you. That whole thing I read about Luke Cage being Marvel's type of the Wire of Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
That's a stupid concept to me.
Why?
Because I'm good. Why we gotta refer to the hood stuff? Like, and you get, you know.
Well, man, that's black. That's Luke Cage's kind of story, though, is being in the hood, though.
I get it, but don't, you know what I mean? I'm good.
But he is street level, like.
Yeah, he is. But I'm just saying. When I heard that, I read that, I was just like, oh, God. It's just like, man, really?
I mean, but that's kind of what we wanted to see in a sense. We want to see us.
Yeah, because that's what we train to see.
It's 2018. It's February.
We train to see that. Train, man. They gave us a little superhero in the hood, man. That's what they. You know how I get about
that. That Ta-Nehisi Coates Black Panther supposed to be real good, too.
I got it.
You got it? Have you read it?
I got number one.
Really? Is it pretty good?
Dope.
I'm about to check that out.
Super dope. I got the variant cover with the Black Panther cover.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was the last one in Wizard Wagon.
Damn.
Last one. I went and got it.
So what do y'all think about the Michael B. Jordan Blade situation?
I don't know.
I kind of feel like I got to sit on it and really...
I have to mold that one over.
I'm not really... I don't want that. Okay. If you're going to do Blade, you might as well give me Snipes. He did good in Expendables 3. He was real active in that. He can do it, man. You don't want to change that. I don't think we need a new Blade.
Yeah.
I ain't really... Nah, I'm good. What about you?
Just don't give me that Blade 3 kind of right.
Give me that Onyx Blade. Don't give me that.
Right. If they use Michael B. Jordan, it's going to have to be like Blade's first outing or something like that as a vampire hunter.
Like prequel.
If you're going to do anything with B. Jordan, man, fix Fantastic Four. Just fix
that. Ain't gonna happen. Yeah. I think they're redoing all them.
Nah, you gotta change the cap. The dudes was dope. I think the dude Doom was dope. The kid that played him, I thought it was dope. I just think the story was stupid.
They killed Doom in the stupidest way possible, man.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Like, that's why I can't.
The Hulk. Not the Hulk. But remember how the Hulk looked at whack in that first one? Yeah. And then that second one, they did everything that they needed to do. I can keep the same thing or whatever and then just reboot that look. Man, I looked dumb, man.
Yeah.
That looked dumb. Like, everybody's eyebrows just went down. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Mentioning that, what was the dude's name that played Mr. Fantastic?
Oh, you're talking about Miles...
Yeah, Miles Teller.
Miles Teller, yeah.
He's he's rumored to play Han Solo in the anthology series.
Huh. That could work.
Miles Teller. That's his name. What's he from? Where's he from?
Mr. Fantastic and the Fantastic Four.
And he's also in Whiplash.
Oh, snap. Yeah.
All right. Next up, Marvel drops Inhumans from their schedule.
That's stupid. That's a dumb move. Because you don't got mutants anymore. You might as well keep Inhumans. You might as well. You can't use mutants.
See, I got a theory. I think they're gonna get the X-Men back.
But still,
to use. I think they already talking about that. I didn't put this in there, but they're already talking about Deadpool. I mean, Deadpool may be going in the Spider-Man universe.
But they already. But it's for them to drop Inhumans is kind of dumb because you already implemented Agents of Shield as Inhumans being there.
Yeah, that's true.
So like, that's dumb. Like that's a dumb decision on Marvel to me Why pull that away and actually Inhumans?
But they said they're adding something else though, so we don't know what they're adding. What do y'all think they could?
That's Marvel's fear right there.
Or what?
Scared, man.
What could you?
That's why they play it safe
I wouldn't take away Inhumans, man.
Yeah, they shouldn't do that.
That's the best. That's going to be the closest thing y'all probably going to have to X-Men.
Yeah. But I'm saying though, what if they're X-Men? They do get X-Men back or something. That's what I'm thinking.
But then you still had the opportunity to do Inhumans. Like, why shut that down?
If you got the X-Men back,
don't shut down Inhumans.
You can't just go right in on X-Men. And
yes, you can.
Yeah.
That's the most popular franchise in comic books. Is X-Men. You can go right in. Like, they probably made a call like, oh, we'll drop Inhumans right now and put a new X-Men movie in 2019.
But still, just even, I mean, you even bring back X-Men and still keep in Inhumans because Inhumans at this point is starting to be, can be like, slowly being integral in like Marvel, man. Like, it really is.
I think they're going to do something crazy because
they're going to do something different
what they really do with Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and all that. They're going to create separate universes. When Marvel gets the properties back, they're going to go ham. Tomorrow, like you said, with the X-Men.
Oh, they're going to go ham.
I think they will. Because they can give us some Inhuman Netflix type.
Yeah, maybe that's what they may be doing. That'd be kind of dope.
Route. Certain characters just don't hold enough weight. They probably project it to not do as good. So, hey, don't throw it in Netflix. Because let me tell you something. The petition up for Homeboy to play Punisher and have his own series, that's dope. Yeah. You know, just for that, hearing that, I'm like, oh, that would be killer because I didn't finish season two, so don't blow. I'm 2 episodes in.
Oh, you start. But you see how gangster he is in there.
Oh no, I'm on episode 10 or 11.
You see how gangster he is in there. Yeah,
the best. My wife like he's the best. I'm like I respect that.
Yeah, yeah. Shane from Walking Dead, excellent choice.
Yeah. Next up, Amazon Prime offering monthly subscriptions now. Instead of you having to pay that off for that 1 year up front.
I don't mind that 1 year up front. When you think about it, you can catch that on sale. There was a sale that was like $73.
For the whole year, if you got Amazon Prime and everything.
And that was kind of dope when you think about it. You don't have a bill every month. Every month you got this money coming out, you're like, knock it out the box.
Because really, you're usually paying the same amount. Like,
we're not X-Men War, though.
We don't finance cars. We just pay it out.
Yeah. Like how much is the monthly subscription for everyone so they know? What did they say?
$96 or something like that. It's up there.
I think it's up there.
Like, kind of, it's $99 for a year.
But the benefits that come with it is bad.
It's going to be $8.99 a month. For the subscription.
$8.99 a month?
Yeah.
But that reaches more though.
No. $10.99 a month for Amazon Prime or $8.99 for Prime Video.
You might as well knock that out. No, you might as well knock that out and go straight in with the
$79. It says $99 a year for the
You might as well because you get way more.
Because you get the 2-day shipping, everything free.
Yeah, you can buy video games for 10% off.
Yeah, there's a lot more advantages, man.
Free shipping and all that.
Yeah, they do that to the hood all the time.
And then the food delivery service they're doing.
Yeah.
No. So you get free shipping with that.
In 9 months, you would be paying. You done paid a year. And then, because times it, $11 a month.
Yeah.
You do that for 3 months.
$121.
So 2 more months added to the nine. You're actually three more months. You're paying more financing it. Don't do it. You got to be smart, man. Don't do it.
Because, for Netflix, I'm paying $70.99 for my Netflix. That's $95. Well,
it's going up. Netflix going up like $2 or something.
And I'm cool with Netflix going up. I'm not knocking
I'm not even mad at it.
Because what they give us with those, they need that.
Go ahead, eat and go get some more stuff.
Go get that.
Go get some more rights.
Yeah.
All right.
Hulu, I'm about to shut down. They garbage.
No, and you know what? They started putting up some stuff. No, The Path. Have you watched The Path? Have you watched The Path?
Nah, I didn't watch The Path.
Path is actually good. It's dope.
I don't even know how you be pulling all this stuff off, though, James.
It's
dope.
It's dope. I promise. Erica got me in on it, dog.
Work on that. How do you even find the time?
Dude, See,
but you don't go to movies though, too. You only go to every time something comes out from James, Marvel, DC.
James don't do nothing at work. That's what it is.
I do stuff at work, man. Don't be putting me out there.
If anybody knows this game, y'all know that James would beat ghouls and goblins. You know that game's supposed to be the hardest game to beat. James done beat it at work.
I wish. You know, we actually had that. That's the crazy part.
See?
I'll never beat it. Look,
That's the hardest. It's considered like the hardest game to beat.
It got mad, and I stopped.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the hardest game. One of the hardest games to beat. Like, if you look at the top 10 hardest games, it's supposed to be on there.
I'll give it another shot, but I'm going to tell you what I did get.
What is it?
I got that Sling TV. And, like, real? For real? It's 20 a month, I think, or whatever, but it is, yeah. I got the hookup. Because we canceled our cable. Yeah. Look, we just talking save money right now, y'all. But we canceled our cable, like, 3 months ago now. This is the third month now. That's $203 we not paying for cable. And we got that Sling TV. And even if we had to pay for Sling TV, it'd be 20 a month. But you get ESPN 1, 2, and all these other channels like HDTV,
you just had to play
Disney,
Sling.
Cartoon Network.
You have to play Sling Box $20 a month to get that.
Yeah, it's not even, it's an app. I got it on my phone.
You can put it on your phone.
I can't lie, it's dope. But my man, one of my clients at Charter just told me that he has, they have a new thing coming out called,
It's a special amount. I know.
It's like $20 a month, and you get a few channels, 25 channels or something like that.
Damn,
that's not bad either. No. You're streaming it with no box. I ain't mad at that.
Yeah,
you know, it's TV is gonna change the way we watch it, man. It's gonna change that cable box stuff and all that DVR stuff out the window.
Yeah, I mean a lot. I mean, and it is gonna have to be a big shift within the like TV and cable industry in general. Like, it's gonna have to. It's just like, it's just something that has to grow. I see it. I definitely see it.
Yeah, the options
got to
be there.
Options definitely being there because, like I said, you see people going towards the digital route, just 100% digital route, not even going to cable TV. So
yeah, that's real.
So yeah, I mean, it's for any cable provider. Like, you have, it's just, that's what's necessary. But I see that shift happening. I think more cable providers are jumping on that bandwagon, which is a good thing. So I don't think cable TV is not going to go out of style. It's just going to change.
Nah, it's not going to go out of style. But they projected, like, in the next 5 years, people won't really have cable.
Really?
Yeah, I was watching the news one day. It was talking about it.
5 years, they said five. Damn, that's
fast.
5 years,
this cable's not gonna. There's not gonna have cable in the way that we all rock cable now.
So cable's gonna come down on the prices then too. To try
think
to
think about it. HBO Go, everything
doing
that's lining
thing.
Up for this whole
a la carte
digital age. A la carte type stuff. Yeah.
Right. Even the movie theaters, man. Like, we went and saw. Like I said, Erica and my wife and I, we went and saw Purple Rain last night to see Prince, and the tickets were, bro. Like, ticket price is going down like $5 to $7 for everything. And this is on the weekend.
Wow.
Damn. So that's like, we bought Purple Rain tickets for like $5 on a Saturday night.
That's crazy. Yeah, but then that's not a movie that.
But still, but a lot of people went. And that was still packed on that
tribute,
movie.
But you put that on a regular night, they can't charge you a regular night.
But they're going to have to come on there regardless. Yeah. Like, we just, like I said, Netflix literally has changed the game.
Yeah, I can't lie.
So, like, everywhere, whether it's cable TV, whether it's movie theaters, like, you're going to have to try to find some way to, because Netflix, Hulu is trying to start picking up, It is trying to pick up steam.
But you always talk good for something when there's something that's interesting for you in there. Like,
but you know what? But like I said, but it's a lot of stuff though. But guess what though? But real talk,
it'd be
hella dope. But check this out. I know you won't, but I'm saying. But real talk though, like, I didn't think Hulu was. I was thinking about canceling my Hulu one time.
Because I was mad at Hulu, like, man. We just got it last month.
Yes, do you still get ads on there even though you pay?
It's two different kinds.
It's not bad. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. It's not bad. James is right. It's not bad.
It's not that bad.
It's worth keeping. It's just my wife is beefing, so something gotta go, and it ain't Netflix.
No, Netflix.
Because she just binge watched Daredevil 1, and we already pretty much almost done with season 2, and so you know she's hooked, and she already knows she's gotta go Jessica Jones. But
she hadn't watched Jessica Jones.
She didn't start that yet.
Oh, dude, man.
Yeah. But the way to watch this stuff with no commercials is awesome. So Hulu's got to drop that.
Hulu does have it.
Yeah, but it's more money.
Yeah, that's the. It's like $11. It's like $11.99.
See, the problem with having Hulu, Netflix, and Prime is that the movies are all pretty much basically the same that are on these different. It's really those shows. So get yourself the Kodi app so y'all can get the show. I just plugged it.
Yeah,
you know, but you know, it's real out here, man.
All right, next up, Johnny Depp to replace Michael Keaton in Beetlejuice.
Yeah, what's that about, man? But why?
Why are we doing a period, though?
Makeup is going to cover every crinkle. Why do it?
But why are we doing a Beetlejuice movie period? Is it a demand for it like that?
I think who's behind
people
that?
Like
Beetlejuice was funny, dude.
But 30 years ago, man. All right, 20, 25. But still.
Yeah, but I mean, it might be a lot of people. Just like I said, talked about Bill and Ted. I look forward to it.
Rush to do movies from the 80s at one point when you got the A-Team, Dukes of Hazzard, something else that came out. And it was like a flop.
Equalizer, actually, with Denzel was a TV show.
Is it still Tim Burton?
I think it's Tim Burton, yeah.
Oh, man. So
Tim Burton needs just focus on that Superman rendition that he wanted to do, man. That's what he needs to do,
no,
man.
The top of it, yeah.
Just or do Krypton or something where we get...
Well, yeah, that's a TV show. You know they got the TV show Krypton coming.
I don't know what that logo is about, but that logo looked nasty. The logo that they had Krypton.
No, I haven't seen it.
Everything I see on Facebook with that Krypton. If that's the logo they was looking to use, that's ugly.
You know, you ain't giving
it look cheesy, so maybe some fans.
It's got to be. I mean, I don't even want to watch nothing about that. Why am I watching a show? Yeah, why am I watching a show about Superman?
After Man of Steel, I watch anything if it's something in regards
if you,
to that.
If we can see that version of Krypton and show the Man of Steel, yeah, I'm totally.
That, but see, that's what I'm looking for.
I don't think they on that
budget. If you're giving me Supergirl, because Supergirl about to go out the window.
You think so?
Yeah, it's over. You can tell.
But people said they liked it at first. Like or you said you said you think it's. I heard that season finale was white.
Struggle is real for that show.
Really?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I keep reading some stuff, but it's not looking good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to try to watch and see what. Because I only watched a couple episodes.
Well, I told you I was done on the first two episodes when Superman showed up. I was done.
I was the same way, and I tried to watch it because the Flash was going to be on it. I still didn't watch that. I was like, I can't.
Yeah.
It doesn't draw me in, man.
The Flash draws you in, though.
Flash draws me in all day. Flash, Arrow.
But I think Krypton can work, man. Like, it's about Superman's grandfather, right?
Yeah, but the whole point is they don't have superpowers there, though.
They don't, but story's behind it, though.
But they don't, though. I mean, the whole thing of them being super is like because they're not atmosphere.
But this would be a dope thing.
Think about this, though.
Space exploration, that opens that up.
There it is. That's where they find out their powers. That's where they see stuff that's different.
Because, like I say, because it's a massive amount of space exploration that Kryptonians did. Especially like with Zod and them, like that whole Kryptonian, dude, they explore space.
They could touch on all that. They really can. Listen, let me tell you something. For all the knowledge that the Fortress has or whatever the case is, they know when they leave Krypton and they do explorations wherever. That their powers go crazy or whatever they got. You know what I'm saying? They know that.
I thought it was only the Earth atmosphere.
No, it's just not only. It's the Yellow Sun period.
Even in Man of Steel.
Yellow Sun period.
How many cats was there before even Clark was sent there? You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think it's the atmosphere thing. It's simply as long as he's around a yellow sun. Okay. So it doesn't matter.
They figured that out. They're not a
super race. Right. It's a Yellow Sun period. It doesn't matter where you at as long as it's a yellow sun. Like, and then the younger the sun, so like you get that blue and white one, the more their powers go haywire and crazy. The lesser it is, the weaker they get, like get more human.
There's a lot they can touch on. They can do the exploration part and
yeah, they
win
really
it right
can.
There.
And that's a lot you can do with that. Because if Firefly can do stuff like that, if you got stuff like Sliders, you got stuff like Doctor Who, they can do mass amount of planetary exploration.
And
they can
look in.
Right. Like it can work. It's truly
even Time Machine with was it Time Machine with Paul Walker, man, stop playing.
Classic
movies. I think it can work. Like I think it can work. It's just the right.
It's on Sci-Fi Network too.
But Sci-Fi actually be having a low key.
Sci-Fi's dope though.
Low key, so be having
Being Human was killer. Being Human,
I thought Being
dope.
Human that was on Fox.
Dominion was actually
that
was okay.
That was on Being Human was on Sci-Fi.
That's the Michael Ealy show, right? Where he was the robot.
Yeah, I think so.
I thought that was
No, not the Being Human, Almost Human.
That's what I'm talking about. I thought that was
Which one was the one with the werewolf, the ghost and the vampire?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Is it Almost Being Human?
It was I think real, so. Though, they got the UK version.
Yeah, because that was on Netflix.
They only did three seasons, but it was really good. On Sci-Fi.
Okay.
But the man that played the dude on there, man. Oh man. Siri.
You gonna pull out Siri?
Being Human. Was it Being Human? Or Almost Human.
Okay,
Sci-fi. Being Human. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at now Being Human. Okay. Based on the BBC series. Okay. All right. All right.
Siri. tell the people out there, what is the Lando Cal experience?
Uh-oh.
She can't think. It's too much.
It's too much.
She wasn't ready for that. She's ready for
it. Oh, snap, no.
About to send a message to the wrong girl.
All right, next up in our show notes is Deadpool 2 announced with Cable in it.
Yeah. Mm.
Makes sense.
Ooh. It makes sense. I mean, they announced that in the movie.
Yeah. I'm saying, but it's confirmed now.
Yeah. It makes sense since they had a whole comic book run together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know,
straight man and a comic man, you know, back to back.
Did they announce it for when?
Next year.
Really? Right around the corner?
Yeah.
That's how you gotta do it.
Yeah.
That's how you gotta do it, man.
Yeah. All right, next up, the whitewashing of Ghost in the Shell. Wow. I said, man, I don't know much about you. Like, this is where I was really interested in this one. That's why I left it for last, because
right.
In our news section, is because I don't know anything about this show. I just saw the uproar about it. Yeah. So, like, James.
Yeah, Ghost of the Shell, man, is dope. It's, like, super dope. Like, right. If y'all remember, like, the original, like, one back from, like, the
is 80s. Is it, like, Akira and stuff, right? Like,
it's nothing like Akira.
But I'm saying, but it's in that time frame, right?
Yeah, like, in that same time period where Akira and stuff was made. It's a cyberpunk. It's pretty much a cyberpunk about like police cyborgs.
Okay.
It's real though. Like the main character who Scarlett Johansson playing, who's known as the Major, her Japanese name, I think it's like, let me make sure I pronounce it correctly. Motoko Kusanagi. So it's super Japanese name, okay? But you got Scarlett Johansson being the exact same character.
Yo, dudes just had geek asms over here when right. This kid said that name like that. They was out there wilding.
He's one of us.
He knows. Like, he knows.
Yes, he knows. The Oracle is real.
Like, bro, look. I watched Standalone Complex. I watched Arise. So I watched Standalone Complex, Arise. The
original. So is this supposed to be? Is this a live action? You think this? I mean,
live action be dope. But why couldn't you not get an Asian person named? If you want to get like someone that's going to be Asian,
yeah.
It's the same thing as how we want someone that's basically like. For example, like you're going to throw like Egyptian or anything like religious related or like something happening to Africa in the Middle East, like how you see Jesus or how you see something that's in Egypt or something like that, how we want to see people of the color that in that region. Why could you not want to get the same thing for a Japanese person? Like that's kind of like what the thing, like the whole whitewashing thing been going on. Not to discard Joe at all, but it's just a simple fact that why can't you get some dope Asian actresses to do that role? What's wrong with that? Like, what's wrong with having people of that nationality do that kind of role? And there's dope people in that nationality that can do that kind of role.
The important question is though, who's behind the movie? Let's be real. Who's behind the movie?
True.
You know what I'm saying? So once you put that out on the table, because I don't even know, I ain't looking into it, then we'll understand why Scarlett Johansson is the star of that movie. You know, whatever it is. But until... Like, we talked about this numerous times, man.
Until we start
doing ourselves, man, we're not going to be able to. Look, but every time they produce something with brothers in it, it's always an official interpretation of, like, a slave movie.
Or a hood movie.
You know what I'm saying? Or a hood movie. If they do something that has Middle Eastern cats, they always find cats that are Middle Eastern. Or they probably grab some Dominican dudes that look Middle Eastern and then have them play the role. But the sad part is that's when... They use the right, you know what I mean, in their sense, in their eyes. And it's like kind of whack, you see that. Right, but you got to really say, who's behind the movies?
Right, no, and that's true. But the thing about it, the people behind the movies got to understand as well that history has shown, recent history has shown, that if you're not trying to use the exact people in the region that you're trying to use them for, people will not go watch it, and your movie will flop hard. Yeah. So that's the people that, you know, like we just said, they have to understand that too. Like, mind you, they're going to try to do whatever they want because they got the money in the back end to do it. But the same thing is, you're hurting your fan base. You're hurting your market base. Like, just because you have the money to do it doesn't mean that you should do it that way.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, for Ghost in the Shell, like, anyone who watched Ghost in the Shell know that, one, it's very intricate. It takes place in Japan. It takes place with Japanese police force. Mind you, even though they do look ambiguous and some do look Caucasian, all of them still have straight up Japanese names, backgrounds.
So they changed all that? They changed all the names and stuff too?
I don't know if they changed all the names, but they use the same name. If they're going to call her Motoko Kusanagi, then that makes
probably, no sense. Honestly, they're probably doing the Last Samurai situation. You know, that's all.
But, somebody got adopted into the family.
Yeah. And Ghost in the Shell got a huge following. Yeah, like, on, the cyberpunk, you know, like how, like, you had a whole big cyberpunk fan, like, back in the, like, late 80s, early 90s, all the way in. Like, you still got people, it's a huge fan base for that, from back then till now, and on top of new people, younger generation.
You know,
like, you can't knock, and Ghost in the Shell is a huge representation.
Like, I know a lot of dudes excited about it, though, but Scarlett Johansson, she began filming on, though.
I don't think
she plays one particular role. Like, everything she done played in is different. Very different. Think about it. You know what I mean? Even that movie, that stupid movie came out last year or whatever, Skin or something. It was nasty. I don't know what that was about.
Right,
with her. It was like an independent film. But she broad spectrum, man. The Island, whatever that was. That was dope with her. And then she played on, with Hugh Jackman, was it? Or in the Magician movie. Was it Hugh?
The Prestige.
Was it The Prestige?
Let me see.
It was one of those movies, man. She played when the magical movies were coming out.
Yeah, if it was about Magician, I may be.
You know, she played some very, you know, distinct roles, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, let her do it, man. I mean, you know what? Think about it. Maybe her playing, because when you really, really look at it, when she played in the last movie, that kind of flopped. What's that thing?
Lucy.
Lucy. That was dope.
Did Lucy flop?
Lucy flopped, man. It wasn't.
The concept was great, but the execution sucked. Maybe they're looking at, yo, maybe we can give her the same, give her something that I think she could play. I think maybe, you know, let her rock, man. Once we get behind our own movies take that chance, then hey, that's how we can put the people in there that we want to see portray them roles. Right. For now, we still going to get Dragon Ball Z.
Ain't no wrong with Dragon Ball Z, dog.
No, I'm talking about the movie.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
You try to forget that.
Like, no, I'm saying, ain't no wrong with
Until then, look, until we get behind these films, that's what we gonna get. Dragon Ball Z with a white little,
Yeah, that sucked.
Mixed Asian, I don't know what that was. I was like, yo, that movie was garbage. But it was good in a way of just fun movie, but.
Like, I would be okay, like, I guess, me personally. If you want to do something like Ghost in the Shell and put big names in, like you do, like how they've been doing, like a lot of these other anime joints, like Howl's Moving Castle and My Friend Totoro, like all those type of movies where you get like big name people to actually voice the character, like actual A-list actors. They could do the same thing with Ghost in the Shell, just make a new movie like that and just get A-list people.
But they're doing the live action. I know everything about the live action though. Motherfuckers don't want to give no love to the animated.
And I thought it was going to go down ever since Final Fantasy. Remember how that came out with the CGI? Was that beyond our years, at that time?
Yeah, but the story just sucked.
Yeah, the story sucked, but when you think about the visuals of that movie, I thought that was opening the door to a whole new way of filming.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I see that. You know? I saw that when I was
The visuals that they had now, we starting to really truly get in the game.
And a little bit of action in it looked good, too, and I was like, man. But, you know. I don't know. Again, hey, I would love to. You know, it's like, don't name her, whatever.
Don't name her that. If you don't name her, name her the major, because she is a major inside the police squad. So I'm like, the major. And you could do that and be fine.
That's like, Machina or whatever. What is that?
Ex Machina.
Ex Machina?
Yeah.
That chick, she straight up European.
Right. It's just, I don't know, like, but I can totally understand. I totally understand what you get or mean, like, 100%. Like, but I do understand, but Hollywood has to understand that people that really want to see stuff, especially like the whole source material, like if you don't get that picky, like as far as source material in a sense, or like if this is what you want to see, like, and you're going to that far of an extreme, like, come on now. Like, you have to have some kind of a barrier. Now, mind you, it's fictional and you can work with it a lot better. Like I said, if you name her the major, it could probably work a little bit better. But if you don't name her our actual Japanese name,
we could have got that chick that played in Pacific Rim, man.
What I'm saying?
Man, we could have been straight with her.
Lucy Liu, too.
She's dope.
Lucy Liu
is classic, too.
Lucy Liu? You could have got old girl that's been playing like House of Flying Daggers and was in Rush Hour 3, Zhang Ziyu. You could get her.
Perfect. The girl that played in Chocolate, the Vampire Slayer or something, whatever that was. That was dope.
So all these that we literally have just named, you could use someone, because they got big names here in America. They can be used, dude.
Yeah.
So, like,
if people got Fast and Furious, you throw a bunch of triads in there. Come on, man. We could have got that right, man. Man, listen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just.
Triads.
it really is. I think that's what it just need. I think that's what it could go, but maybe I can make it work. We'll just have to see.
I think it's gonna be dope because if they do it right, but you know, of course we're gonna see it. Right. You know, that's not like we ain't gonna see it. I still went to go see guys in Egypt.
You still saw that
free
man.
For free.
That's what I said, man. You saw that
for free.
And all right. Next up. No, that's it. All right, let's. Do you want to do Battle of the Week?
Yeah, so.
Before you do that, yeah. Make sure you email us, LandoCalPod@gmail.com. Go to the Facebook page, the Lando Cal Risen Experience, and the Twitter, LandoCalPod.
All right, so we're going to do one of the old Battle of the Weeks that we did a while back that I actually named. We're going to go back to when Deathstroke versus Taskmaster.
Okay.
All right, so two of the probably like best assassins, mercenaries you're going to get from both sides, you know, one from DC, one from Marvel. Taskmaster and if you have to break down everything, which we have done in the past, like on Facebook and stuff, like the people who follow that, 7 times out of 10, Deathstroke will win. Mm-hmm. Solo because Taskmaster, as dope as he is, because Taskmaster can literally telegraph your moves. Like, that's his whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like, as long as it can be physically possible for him to do, as long as he see, he can do it. And he can do it just as well as you. Mm-hmm. So no matter what it is, if it's a physical act that he can do within, that can go within his body limits, he can do it, he's going to be straight. The thing about it is, Deathstroke is smart. Like, mad intelligent and mad tactical. And once he figure out, he may get the drop on maybe like first couple of times, maybe first two, third time may be a toss up. But after that, once he figure that out, Deathstroke got you. Like Deathstroke has, anyone who's able to hang with Batman the way he's able to hang with him,
yeah,
like for real, is not someone to be trifled with. Like, this was split like that. Like, let's just, like, and I'm saying this, like, still Batman is one of the top dudes in DC as far as got having hang. And Deathstroke is up there. Plus, Deathstroke is smarter than the average person. Got, like, brain can, like, process information 9 times faster than the average person. So he can think of 9 different ways to take you out in 1 second. So as soon as he figured that out, he got a whole arsenal of ways to take you out instantly. Like, okay, I know I can take you out this way, and this way. So, but Taskmaster can hang, and Taskmaster got an excellent arsenal, and his telegraphing skills are excellent, and he can easily read his moves, but Deathstroke, he'll figure it out. He know how to switch it up every time in order to take Storm off his game. Because that's how Taskmaster got beaten by Deadpool. Because Deadpool is random. He can't telegraph random. You know what I'm saying? So he can't telegraph random, but he can telegraph something. And once Deathstroke figure that out, that's it. You know what I'm saying? That's it. So
who's that?
That's how I see it. But a battle that I actually do want to see low key, actually I always want to see was Daredevil,
okay,
versus Nightwing,
okay.
Daredevil versus Nightwing. And there's been a discussion about the internet about that for quite some time, like in different forms and stuff like that. And I always just want to see what everyone opinions about, especially since Daredevil's out now. And Nightwing is being like one of the only few people who's been Batman,
yeah,
like worthy of being Batman. Yeah, so you know. Having those two people go, they're pretty much. Yeah. I would love to see, like, hear people opinion, like, so
that's
about
a
that
dope battle.
Well, dope matchup. So, Daredevil versus Nightwing. Dick Grayson, Nightwing. Who's doper between those two?
Mm.
And give me your honest opinion. Don't fanboy stuff. Give me your honest opinion. I will put up all the stats and stuff. Don't even worry about
it. Okay. All right. So, Lando Cal fan, Lando Cal Risen Experience fan page. We're going to be on there talking about, or you can email us. LandoCalPod@gmail.com. But before you go to fan page, if you interact with everybody, you know.
Most definitely.
Yo, I seen on Facebook, I don't know who did this, man. I don't care.
George looks disgusted, so it must
I'm
be
disgusted, ha. They had a battle versus Wonder Woman and, what's her name?
Scarlet Witch.
No, not Scarlet Witch.
Ms. Marvel?
No. What's her name?
Black Widow.
That's not even fair.
Yo, I said, why?
That's not fair.
Let me tell y'all something. Listen, as part of the Geek Nation, we have to Watch what we say out here. Watch what we put out. Stop putting stuff out for no reason, man. That makes no sense, man.
Just to get clicks.
Just straight.
Yeah, I want to get likes and I want to hear fights on here, man.
I'm gonna put some ridiculous nonsense out there like that.
Like, come on. You know what, man? And I agree, because if you're going to pick a battle, pick someone that's comparable.
Yeah. That's what they've been doing when they created all these characters. They always base it off of versus off of the other opposite comic company.
Right, like, you don't have someone fight Wonder Woman. You got to get someone like...
Yeah, that's the Marvel.
Marvel, and Marvel side, you're going to have to get someone, like I said, it's like a Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers. You're going to have to get someone that can hang, like, Mockingbird or Moonstone. Like, someone like... You're going to have to get someone that can hang with her. Because Wonder Woman don't got a weakness, G.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Except for that dick.
Almost had a clean episode, man. Yo, we was this close, man. I've been fighting these dudes for a clean episode.
Not gonna be able to do it.
Quick question I'm gonna pose out there. I want everybody's input on this, man. Even on the fan page.
That is her weakness, is that dick, though. That's real.
No,
I'm not lying.
No,
like,
Superman talking out of it is her weakness.
No, I get that. I'm just saying, I almost had a clean show, man. I almost had a clean team.
That did.
Ah, I'm just kidding, man. We almost had one.
All right, going to our trailers. First up, Independence Day Resurgence.
Yes.
I might be sold on it. That first one was pretty
good. I'm not going to lie. But the first one wasn't too much to show.
Yeah. This one actually showed me a plot that I can maybe see, because I was trying to figure out how but it was kind of dope that they showed that they actually reverse engineered some of their technology and actually upgraded their society, which is dope, because a lot of times they don't show that, like, okay, well, you got all this alien technology sitting there for crash and shit,
Why
don't we reverse engineer it and flip it,
right?
So I like that with that. What did you think, James?
Oh dude, I love it. Like, it looks good.
I was skeptical about Will Smith in it, what they was gonna do, which I still think is kind of boo boo that you at least try to, you know, figure
they
out a way for them to be
they
in there.
Tried.
I know they tried, man.
That's
Will wanted 10 mil though.
So what? They could have gave it to him, man.
They should have gave him that 10 mil, man.
Because
it's gonna be
a
lot of people. We may go see because we're fanboys and we'll go see most movies, but you're gonna have a lot of people that ain't gonna mess with this.
They should have gave it to him.
Should have gave him that dough, man.
They should have gave. Listen, I get it that they think they got a lot of star power in that movie, but at the end of the day, they should have gave it to Will, because we wait 20 years to get even a glimpse of what happened. That's unanswered questions.
My thing is though, why would you shut the door for him? Because you're trying to do a third one. And saying he's dead. You could have kept the door open.
They didn't really say he's dead.
They said
your father was.
But and they showed a plane crash and it seemed like, oh,
that
you
don't
think
mean he's dead though.
That's so damn.
Come on, man. That kid first contact with that alien. You don't know what he got. Remember?
They're trying to imply. I think he's dead.
They can imply he's dead. They can say that all day.
Because you can go in and just figure out.
They
like
can clean this, that up the same way they brought that man back from the original one too. The scientist.
Yeah, but he was dead. He wasn't dead. Was he dead?
He was supposed to have been dead the way they made it look like.
They survived at the very end of the movie.
He's talking about that scientist, Brent Spiner, that plays.
Oh, Brent Spiner.
That plays Data.
Oh, he got choked out of kill, though.
That's
what I thought.
And he's in the trailer now. He's in the new trailer.
Yeah, that's right.
So the whole point is, they can imply he died. Yeah, I get it. But listen, if they could bring him back for another one, they better. Because then I'd be more anticipation they can build up. You know what I mean? What was that dude, man? Get that to him.
Like, they can just say he got his faith is deaf and he didn't want to get involved in any more stuff like that. Like, and they can work it in a sense. They can technically work that in.
It looked like they were trying
name.
To.
How much they be paying for other people, man?
I mean,
you could have gave that man $10 million, man.
That's what I'm.
Or give him $8 million. Say, let me owe you two on DVD sales.
I'll give you 3% on the back end or something.
But Will
like
should have put a little more love in it too and say, you know what, man, what y'all trying to give me?
Because y'all really did blow me up. But I think they underpaid it for the first one though, and I think he's probably kind of pissed on that.
Payback, yeah, because he made that movie though.
I think they underpaid him because they underpaid him for that first
one. But this is not Bad Boys.
Hey, that Bad Boys 3 is coming out
for
sure.
I can't wait. I'm
but the thing is, they said it's coming out the same day as Wonder Woman though.
That's
what it's scheduled to. I'm just saying though,
but
they're scheduled though.
That might release that day.
They might change it, man.
Yeah, they're gonna change it.
They're not gonna
go out like that.
No.
But it's two different movies too though.
Yeah. But they're not gonna mess with that, man.
Streets is out here, man. Hurry it up, man. Stone, let me.
All right. Next up in our trailers. Pull this back up. I was looking in the trailer. Jason Bourne.
Excellent.
What y'all think?
Excellent.
Yo, I'm so hyped.
Yo, that Jason Bourne.
Excellent.
I was real salty when they tried to redo the other one with the homeboy that's Hawkeye.
He looked like Hawkeye in the movie.
Yeah, man. I didn't even see it. I didn't even try to see it.
Let Jeremy, whatever his name is, play.
Jeremy Renner.
The town and all that. Give me some of that again. I don't think they should have did that with him. I think that was a filler movie because Matt was out. You know what I mean?
Nah, Jason Bourne. Because the first three Bourne movies, my God. I love him so much. And for him to come back and doing pretty much the fourth official Bourne movie, yeah, I'm with it. I'm totally with it. Totally with it.
I'm still looking for another Elysium, man.
Yeah.
No, remember, did we go see that together?
I think we did.
Yeah.
I really don't even want to see Matt Damon. It's not that. I think they touched something dope.
But I think they spent... I don't know. I feel they dropped the ball on it somewhat.
They did.
Because they really didn't show us Elysium like that.
Yeah, they. But they should have gave us more... What's his name? Kruger?
Yeah.
Because that kid stole it.
Yeah, he stole the show.
He stole the show. Him and Mac go one-on-one if they really wanted... That would have been a sick one.
All right, next up, the Japanese version, or the original, I guess, The Ring versus The Grudge movie.
Mm.
I'm not feeling it.
Japan's version of Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah, and it looks kind of like that. Yeah,
that's the best way I can put it. Japan's version of Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah. It looks whack, though, man.
Okay.
Next up, Hands of Stone, which is the movie of the story of Roberto Duran.
You got straight sauce.
I just watched the trailer. That looks pretty dope.
Dude, De Niro's in it as his trainer.
Yo, you see how aged he looked?
Yeah.
That was killer, man.
70-something. Yeah. Got me 80, maybe about 80. Yeah, maybe
you know, De Niro took some left turns a couple years ago, man, when he did
some bad
48 minutes and
yeah, he's done some silly bad
stuff like that I was like, yo, man, really, dog? Come on, man. We need you back on Heat level again,
yeah,
man. Ooh, Heat was excellent. Woo!
That was the last great film. You think that was his last good film?
I think so, man.
He was excellent,
I
bro.
I have to think about that one. Is that De Niro's last best film?
Wait a minute, what came out first, the Heat or the Score?
The Heat came out first.
I'll say Score was his last record, but as far as like epic
score,
one?
Score is like 2003, right? 2002?
Yeah, Score was.
Damn, so y'all saying 12 years? Let me look it up. Y'all saying 12 years? De Niro ain't did nothing good.
I'm saying
years.
20. He's saying 12.
Damn. I know. I have to think about some more De Niro movies.
Score was with.
No, The Family was. I like The Family. I did like
Family
The
Family. Was,
and know, Family was dope.
But Family. In that movie, he looked good too. He looked like De Niro. We know, you know what I mean?
Family was dope.
Yeah, that was
Family was dope.
Wait, what's her name was in it, right?
Michelle Pfeiffer. Yep.
I didn't watch it fully, but it was. I definitely agree.
Damn, so, I mean, the Score was 2001.
What was next?
I mean, then he did like Showtime. Or I like them Analyze movies, like Analyze That. They came out in 02.
Mm-hmm.
You got Meet the Falkers. I'm just going through the ones that's kind of.
It was not really that he could say like
Machete. Ooh. He was in Machete.
Yeah. He sure was. That's right.
He was in Limitless too. Limitless was a good movie.
Man, but he was.
I like Limitless.
He wasn't like an intricate.
Nah, he wasn't.
Puzzle piece in that.
Silver Linings Playbook.
I'm good.
That's right.
Family, like you said, The Family. American Hustle.
American. That's right. He was.
Yeah, I didn't see American Hustle, so maybe I just threw.
Yeah, he was a cameo. Yeah, he was a cameo in there. He was like he was actually
cameo is different than. Starring
in the movie, though.
Yeah, he played. I think Heist, Meyer Lansky's right here,
man. Y'all might be right. That might be the best movie he's done. Yeah. The last good movie he's done was The Score.
Yeah,
The Score was excellent, bro.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, him and Pacino did the movie with 50 Cent in it, but it just didn't.
What movie was that?
Yeah, it was like 50 Cent was like, I think he was killed or something. I don't know, somebody killed him. I don't know. Was it 50 Cent getting killed in that movie? I don't know. It was some real. It wasn't.
No,
like,
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about too. Killed in like a club or something like that.
Yeah, The Truth had to come out. Yeah, yeah. It was killed in a club. The Truth had to come out, and Pacino then.
No, because it was Robert De Niro and Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Was in it.
Yeah, was in it.
But then you know that was like
he got killed.
Must die.
Yeah.
Trying to pull that card.
Well, yeah, like they did with DMX in there. Yeah. They try to act like DMX was really in there, but he wasn't. Yeah, that's okay. Okay. I'm not.
Righteous Kill.
Yeah. Okay.
It was interesting, but it wasn't like.
All right, next up, Voltron Netflix.
Let's do it. I respect it, man. We've been waiting for a movie.
And they're dropping it all
in
one time. Dropping them all
I love it. I love the concept of it. I love it. And it sounds like it just completely rebooted, you know, from what I've seen. You know what I mean? The whole concept. Not the whole concept, but the whole, you know, themology.
I'm with it, man. 100%.
Yeah, I'm definitely. I think we've been waiting for that for a long time. Yeah. I mean, three generations been waiting for that.
All right, next up, Magnificent Seven, starring Denzel Washington and Chris Pratt.
Excellent. It's
Ethan Hawke and Vincent D'Onofrio.
Excellent.
Everybody's everybody just blew air.
Yeah. Man, the remake of a remake of Seven Samurai, dog.
Yeah. It looks
technically dope. That's what it is. It's a remake of a remake of Seven Samurai.
Yeah, it looks dope. It looks dope.
It looks epic. Yo, just because we talked about this off air, but that kid Denzel don't pick a movie.
Do not pick a bad movie.
He don't. It's worth it. And it's going to be hard. Eli was hard, too.
I went through the thought. I said the only ones you can maybe push for that somebody can, if they really want
to. Man on Fire was epic.
But it's Deja Vu and Manchurian Candidate. If you wanted to really push somebody,
Real talk, I agree with you on
Deja Vu.
I understand where you're coming from with Deja Vu. I do.
Yeah.
But he brings that.
But it's not bad, though. But I'm saying if somebody really was twisting your arm to say.
I think it threw us off because it was a little more cyber-induced movie.
Right.
Versus like everything we're time used stuff to. Like, yo, he needs my heart. Give it to him. You know, that stuff. But it still was good, though, man.
Yeah.
You know, Deja Vu was good when you look back, man. You watch that film, man.
Yeah, it was, man.
I don't think that's one of his weaker movies. One of the weakest on it, but Manchurian Candidate was some totally different stuff, too.
Though. Yeah.
That was dead serious. That's not for us. That was for vets, man. At the Tivoli, man.
John Q had you in Tivoli.
John Q had everybody crying, man. Man up.
Malcolm X, criminal that he still did not get an Oscar for that.
Pacino,
yeah. Virtuosity, like that low key was co with Russell Crowe.
That was dope.
And then
such a classic movie, man.
Yeah, he's not picked a bad role, man.
American Gangster.
He's the Rick Ross of movies.
Yeah,
it's Ricochet. Yeah. Come on, man, that kid. But that young kid that's in that movie going to talk about in the trailers, mm-hmm. the new kid that was on Red.
Nate Parker.
That's that kid?
Nate Parker.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. That's the new Denzel, dog.
Yeah, we're gonna
talk about that.
Next up, we got When the Burrow Breaks, starring Morris Chestnut, Regina Hall, and a new actress, Jazz Sinclair.
Yeah. You know what, though?
I mean, I don't know if I'm necessarily going to see it in theaters, but I like the fact that I'm cool with it. Like
advanced screening.
Yeah, I think advanced screening.
It piqued my interest.
I want to see it.
It piqued my interest. It looked cool. Good, like it wasn't like it was an interesting concept, like
it's
thriller.
Not a hood flick.
No, it's a thriller. You know what I'm saying? It's a black thriller, which we fucking need.
Now I don't want depressing because like Temptation was depressing.
Yeah, I didn't see Temptation.
I didn't see that, and I was sick face watching that.
Yeah, I don't see any Tyler Perry movies. I don't see Tyler Perry.
Look, I did it either. I do it. The wife and everybody, you know.
Yeah, I don't do Tyler
Perry. Double days, all that.
But did y'all see, for the record, did y'all see the Madea new movie that's coming out?
Nah.
So I went to see Barbershop. It's a preview of Madea's Halloween, like zombies and stuff. No bullshit.
How it looked, though.
What you think it looked like? Madea's Halloween.
It's like, what do you think it looks like? Curveballs, man. That's
Madea's Halloween, man. And they had like, because at the beginning they showing zombies and stuff, and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, they going for
and then it's go, up. And then she come out the door with a shotgun. Hello, ain't no zombies coming up in here. I was like, yo, no.
So the walking dead with Madea, are you serious?
I looked at my lady and I was like, see, this is what happens when we let Tyler Perry go too far with this shit.
And why they ain't gonna put that in another theater, man, for another. You know, you just wasted a preview on that, man.
Tyler Perry, I got love for you, my brother, and no shade to what you're trying to do as a filmmaker, man. But come on, man, just nah.
Man.
Just some stuff, nah.
Don't do it, man.
Do it, man.
All right, next up, The Birth of a Nation, starring Nate Parker's movie of the story of Nat Turner.
I would go see that movie 10 times in a row, dude.
Yeah, man.
It looks really good. It looks awesome.
Like it looks. But out of every all these movies looks the best of all.
But y'all not because what's his name?
Play Devil's Advocate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all not over it though. The slave film.
But see, this is a different type of slave movie.
But
though.
This is about.
And it's a true story.
This is Django's inspiration. Bro.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You kind of want to see. It's like if you don't see a slave movie, we want to see some slave movie about. If you don't, not us getting beat all the time. Like nah, man, we gonna show us fighting back.
I've just been dying to see superhero. We just got curveball with Gaza Egypt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We got curveball with.
Did you saw that Gaza Egypt? Right?
Yeah,
what was it? How was it? It was even if it without all the drama.
If it wasn't whitewashed, it would have been just a good film just to watch.
It wasn't a bad film.
It was just that you're going sitting there worried about why these dudes. It didn't fit the place and time.
Okay,
you know what I mean. But it was a good movie. It wasn't like it was like, oh my god, I'll never watch it. I would buy the DVD.
Okay,
you know what I mean. Like it's an entertaining film. I just think I went in there with the mentality of, look, I can't even get Dominicans to star in a movie unless it's about baseball. Right. I got to ride right behind the brothers on these, man. So, yeah, look. Yeah, man, come on, man. There was a movie called Sugar. They call it Asuka. And it was about an independent film. Baseball player come from DR, straight from Dominican Republic to Kansas City, man. I mean, that's the last time I seen something, damn, you know, just representing a Latino on screen. And I'm like, it wasn't even in the movies. I seen a DVD.
Damn.
You know what I mean? So, listen, I'm trying to get in somewhere, man.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
But Jason, what was the Jason Bourne, the last one? Where that kid was fighting in Brazil. Right? That kid,
oh, that? Yeah. Supremacy? Ooh.
Supremacy, I believe.
Supremacy. Born Supremacy.
That was crazy. He was out there in Brazil. We was on screen then, but, you know.
With the shaky cam.
Yeah,
with the Teddy hates that shaky cam, man.
And the thing about what's the movie we just talking about?
Birth of a Nation.
Birth of a Nation. What's dope about Birth of a Nation is that it's 100 years. It's literally hitting the 100-year mark of the original one, which is I don't even know if y'all seen.
Yeah,
the original.
I've seen it before.
Have you seen the original?
It's just from
D.W. Griffith.
Like basically, it's nothing but KKK propaganda.
Yeah. Wow.
It's that's straight up and down.
Yeah.
So it's gonna make you feel.
It's white supremacist porno.
Yeah, like wet dream, like
yeah.
And so, and they actually had it on Netflix at one point. Ben took it off, but it had out things like cultural. But like for them to put this out and flipping it into like the biggest song, the biggest slave revolt of all time.
It's actually not the biggest slave.
Well, American history.
It's the biggest American history.
In American history, you know, you just like, wow.
Wow.
It's just like, and then flipping it in a way where it's Nat Turner.
Yeah.
And Nat Turner gave no fucks. None.
Wow.
None. And that's what
it's
I'm
deep,
saying.
Man, it's deep.
That's what I'm saying. When you would say, this is a slave movie, I would watch because of the history behind every, because this is something that really happened. This is something that.
You think in doing films like this, it's kind of just really reiterating what happened versus what the schools is trying to teach.
Yeah, because the schools are trying to teach all kind of, like, they were servants.
Yeah, they're trying to, they were getting paid. They had 4K plans.
Yeah, 4K plans. And all that. Right.
Like,
yeah,
I wish.
Yeah, we had unions.
I wish, motherfuckers. Shit, free labor for part of family.
That's how America got built, man.
Man,
if it wasn't for slavery, period, this country wouldn't have been shit.
That's very true.
It's a sad truth, man.
And you're trying to get rid of your history. Nah, you got to tell these kind of stories.
I think that's why us, like, just as a community, like, and I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to say this because I know we got a lot of listeners, young, old, you know, like, we got to do better, man, in so many aspects, man. We got to stay on top of the game and get on top of the game. Y'all stop fighting for Jays and all that, man. Word up, man. Stop busting that gun. Every day I put the news on in St. Louis, somebody got shot, dog. I don't even want to watch news no more.
Yeah.
There's a shooting everywhere. North, 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 south cities, north, north, north. It's like, come on, man. That's got to stop, man. We got to do better, dog. I can't even compare it to I don't even, you know. It's just whack, man. I'm coming from NY, too. We ain't have gun laws out there. You just can't have a gun, period.
Yeah, you're going to locked up.
You know what I mean? That dude was shanking you, man.
A year and a half.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just to have a gun in New York. And if it's loaded, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
You know, but out here in the Midwest, it's a different story, man. These dudes out here wilding, man.
Wow,
we gotta shake that off, man. We gotta love each other. Where my mother?
No, you ain't wrong, man.
Stop doing. Hey, listen, man. Everybody seen that, Baby Act a Fool on that radio station. I know y'all seen that clip, man. That was whack. As a grown man, he should have turned around and just been like, let me talk to you. Let me rap with y'all, man. Let me teach y'all something. You're OG in the game.
Do
man.
I sound speak? Dude,
that's a low, look, straight out of Low Cash episode right there, man. Look.
Right, I know y'all going to get on it. I know y'all going to get on it.
I know. I'm coming for that one. You might as well let me know. I'm coming to talk about that one, man.
All right. Hey. Next up, we got Doctor Strange from Marvel.
You know what? I'm with it because
a lot of drama over the Ancient One situation.
But they always do that. Yeah, it's just like, what can we do?
Yeah,
Disney's a big gun on that, man.
Yeah, y'all think they could have found somebody Asian?
Absolutely,
Asian to do it. You think they should have? Yeah.
Absolutely, man.
You got Tilda Swinton looking like One Punch Man. You know what
I'm saying? Yo!
But listen, what I will say, it looks really good.
It does look good.
It really looks. I think we're going to overlook that part because in the genre, we have to respect it. And
yeah, see it. Cover it looks like Inception. Looks like,
Yeah, Cumberbatch looks just like Stephen Strange.
Yeah, y'all stop putting those memes up to it with Cumberbatch's face blocked off and the DC logo talking about teach me. Get out of here. I seen that. You seen that?
Yeah, I seen that.
I said, come on, man. They had so the scene in the trailer where he sat at that table and he was like, teach me or teach me everything or something, whatever the case was. And he looked at the hot mess. Mm-hmm. So they plastered the logo from DC Comics right on his face. And on the meme, it says,
I know you know,
teach me. Yeah, so you hype right now. It's like,
we know you
looking on Instagram. Hey.
You're like, yeah, wait a minute. Where
it's,
you know?
Two Chainz would say, true.
Yeah, and then Marvel was plastered on the other.
Oh, they got face.
Yeah, I'm just like, come on, man.
No, but it looks good, though, man. Like, that's why I'm saying Marvel's killing it, because, man, people don't know about
but they're killing it for quantity, though. Okay, let's not go into that no more. We already gave it a break.
No, we ain't even, they ain't even know how to record it. We ain't even go to, you got to think that one part.
Oh, yeah,
That's why I ain't even go back to
matter of fact, you know, the funny thing, look, we had a glitch, man. The recording stopped taping as we were talking about this whole huge Marvel DC part two thing again.
And I didn't even want to go down the road.
It wasn't meant to happen. That wasn't meant to happen, man.
We're just going to say this. Me and Daryl love both Marvel and DC equally. We are upset a few things on either side, but at the end of the day, we are brothers in this fight.
Yes, sure.
And we embracing every comic book movie that hits the screen.
I don't know about
no
this.
Matter what.
No, yes, you are.
You don't have to.
You say to us.
No, I'm talking about the X-Men new movie coming out. I don't know about it.
You don't like that. Did you see how whack she looks?
Bro.
Yo, Mystique look.
So now y'all get mad like me finally. Now y'all get mad. Now y'all feel me. Y'all just feel now y'all feel me. Look at James. He can't even. Now y'all feel my wrath. Now y'all feel my wrath.
For X-Men, yes.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
For X-Men, I can understand.
Yes.
Oh my God, did y'all see?
I can understand.
What did I see where Deadpool was asleep? I think somebody made a video when they kind of had him dreaming. And it was the old Deadpool in his dream where the knife came out of his arm, that nasty looking thing. And then he woke up. Ew, it was crazy. I don't know what that was.
That's what I'm saying. This is Bryan Singer, man.
Yeah, it's over. Listen, man.
Man.
This is going to flop so bad.
Man.
And it comes out, 2 weeks after Civil War, I think.
Oh, that's not even going to be number one.
That's what I was thinking. I think it's like 2 or 3 weeks. It comes out in the month of May.
I won't even knock the hustle. It might go number one in that first week because if we're getting bombarded back to back, this is the glory moment. We all get to go to the theater back to back to see something. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Listen, man. Who did First Class?
Oh, it was another director. I forgot it.
First Class was excellent.
It was that moment in time where we was happy again.
It was continuity jackups in there, but I was okay with it because the way the rest of the story was.
Exactly. I was alright with that. You know what I'm saying? Like it's the best one.
It really is. First Class really is the best one.
Matt Vaughn is his director.
What's he doing? What's he working on? Anything?
Yeah, because I want to support him, man.
Man, because I was watching...
He did Kick-Ass.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He did The Kingsman.
Oh, no wonder.
He did Kingsman?
Mm-hmm.
No wonder. Okay.
Yeah. Kingsman was good outside the raunchy part.
No, you say you
did. You
didn't
say it's like, up.
You the one
it was good stuff. Outside the raunchy part, but there was a lot of cheesy stuff to it.
Kingsman 2, 2017 is what he
did. Yeah, I didn't knock it like that. I didn't throw it out the window, but you know, I got my 10-year-old nephew at the time, man. It was a little awkward or something. But that's a whole nother story.
He's got another movie called I Am Pilgrim that's coming out. Matt Vaughn.
There you go.
Yeah, so. All right, last up, Star Wars Rogue One.
Woo!
Listen. Man.
Yo, this is about to be an epic season for Star Wars, man. I'm going to just say that, man. If this is what we're going to get, I am so good right now, man. I bought my DVD, too, for The Force Awakens, too. I'm going to keep it 100. That movie is good. It was just, but Rogue looks like it's going to be very, very
and
good.
And they ain't got to really make, and the thing is, so gangsta about it, it don't even look like no Jedi's in there.
Don't look like so no they, Jedi's
in there. So this is a dope story. About,
you don't even need them. You don't even need them.
This is the flashbacks in Arrow Season 2. This is what that is. This is what we get. Comparison like that, man. This is going to be
Dope. Yeah, World One, man. Then they got my homie Donnie Yen in it.
Bro. Come on, man. They got your man Left Eye, man. What's his name? What?
Left Eye.
Forrest Whitaker, man. Oh, come on, stop playing, man. Hey, yo, stop playing. That kid start talking, man. You want to be great. Come on, that kid came all the way from
I can't believe you called that dude
Strapped.
That was my joint. That was
my joint, too. Oh, man, come on. But, you know, when you have these dudes, you know, epic actors, epic. Forrest Whitaker is just that dude, man.
He's a dope actor, man.
You need
he's
that.
A he's a dope, very
because you
dope
can
actor.
Tell where they're going with this movie.
Right.
This is not, listen, Disney probably don't care what kids go to the theater for this.
Yeah,
this
it seems like it's, good. Yeah, it don't look, and it don't look cheesy.
Yeah,
like
it's no, you didn't see no Jar Jar Binks. You didn't see no R2-D2. You didn't see none of that. Nothing. You ain't seen nothing.
You seen the walkers blasting. And, you know, and it's so dope though the way about the walkers, the way they look, it shows the depth of how big they are versus the humans with that back shot when they're running towards them. And it shows how humongous those walkers are.
Man. Geekgasms, geekgasms.
And then it shows like the actual Death Star being actually constructed. Yeah, yeah. The way it's being constructed and like the scale of like a Star Destroyer versus that. Bro.
Yo, quick question.
Yeah.
And because we just said the Death Star. Whatever that thing was in Force Awakens, do you think that was way too big to even...
It's way too big.
That was way too big. Yeah. That was like a little OD. It made it look unrealistic.
It's basically like Death Star 3.0.
It just made it look so unrealistic. Like, right. I was like, very unrealistic. Planet?
Yeah, exactly.
It kind of threw me off.
And it made it too...
To be that like, easy to shut it down.
That's exactly it.
You know what I mean?
It's that easy to shut it down.
Too easy to shut it down.
That was definitely a great.
This way Rogue gonna bring it back for me, man.
I told you, man, episode seven is episode 4 remake, technically.
Yeah,
you think so?
I would have said episode 1. No. Yeah.
Because
episode 1 is the same way too. It's like the
Who's my father?
in a sense, I gotta give you that.
Yeah. Seriously. It's like that's the formula to making this quick dough. Maybe it's, you know, but at the end of Rogue looks like it's something. Well, we was been getting on Cartoon Network. And
yeah, it does.
This is what we're getting on the big screen right now.
And
we're getting dead serious.
It has a way more of a mature feel.
Yeah.
So, which I love. I love that.
So, no, you're right about that. It does give you a different kind of, you know.
So, I'm hyped. I'm going to definitely get my orange vest and the reflectors on, man. I'm going to color my car up, man. And I'm... I'm out.
All right, fellas, we're getting ready to wrap up. James, let everybody know where they can hit you up at. Coming up.
Twitter and Instagram, JBJROfficial. Of course, SoundCloud.com/JBJR for my beats. Coming up May 4th, Time of Cowboy, 4140 Manchester Avenue in St. Louis City. Beat battle going on. Fresh Produce Beat Battle. I will be one of the judges, JBJR. We will have it's a 8-person beat battle. Free admission for everyone to come down. Nice, check it out, man. We've been having a huge thing. We've been doing this for some months now. We're getting a lot of love of it, man. This is my old circuit, like I keep saying, so we're bringing it back. Like I said, check it out, man. Free admission. Not from 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, May 4th. Remember that day.
Dopeness.
All right, Jules, what's going on?
Yo, you can catch me on social media, anyone. Jules Unique, JULESUNIQUE. And my site will be up soon, JulesUnique.com. You can see all my artwork, man, my haircuts. I'm going to have my movie reviews all over that, man. And then once the Lando Cal website's up, man, I'm going to post them there too. So definitely, man, be on the lookout, man. You can hit me up at JulesUnique at gmail.com too, by the way, man. And pa mi Latinos, man, me encontra ahí en Facebook. ¿Cómo se llama eso?
Nah, not peace. Hey, he's gonna go in like,
And a Caesar shot.
I'm gonna start doing it though. I'm gonna start going in.
And you should.
I know a lot of brothers, like even my man, the Asian young brother. Asian, you know, we gotta go for a broad spectrum, man. You know what I mean?
All right. So definitely hit us up, LandoCalPod@gmail.com, LandoCalRisenExperience on Facebook, and LandoCalPod on Twitter.
And so you don't have the social media?
Man? Yeah, Dig Game on Twitter. Dig Game ISU on Instagram.
That kid be trying to avoid it, man.
No, I just be forgetting. I just, you know, pump the show up. And then, you know, Facebook Gerald Frierson. Hit me up. Let's chat.
He was trying to duck it like he had child support or something. They out there watching me, man. Look.
And remember to not hit up Teddy at Theodore Simpson the fourth. Yeah. And six, and do not hit him up on second.
And we'll see y'all next week on the Lando Calrissian Experience.
Peace. Peace, man.